back. I forgot what I was going to say when we came back there. That was a break that we just had, so welcome back to the show. Guys, I wanted to talk about one more thing, and that is baby names. I know you guys are having a baby soon, and you guys have already picked a name. We don't have to talk about the way you guys named your baby if you don't want to. But this is specifically with regard to lazy baby names, and what I'm really talking about is the movie Dirty Dancing.
Where they called her baby.
Yes. And this is also one of those segments where I'm going to admit something a little bit embarrassing, and that is so you know the famous line in that movie, "Nobody puts baby in a corner." So I had seen the movie before, but then I like watched all these like I guess they were like I Love the 80s or I Love the 90s things where they talk about that movie and they talk about that scene and about how weird it is, how weird that line is. So I had forgotten that the girl's name was Baby. And so I was thinking that they all thought that this line was weird because who just says that? I thought that he was talking about a baby. I thought that maybe he had some like deep-seated emotional problems for when he was a baby or something. And then it actually ended up making a lot more sense when I went back and watched the movie like a year ago. But then I thought, who the hell names their kid Baby? I apologize to anyone out there who's named Baby. But your parents did a bad job.
Well, do you think her real name was Baby? I know they called her
Well, okay, it's even weirder to call somebody
that.
baby.
Yeah.
Unless they're actually a baby.
Right, yeah,
Because
I
didn't
guess
she
that's
have
true.
like a, I guess she had like an older sister, right? Or was she?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess maybe. Still though, she was like 17 or something.
Right.
That's
It
just
does, yeah, it's
creepy.
weird.
It's the kind of thing where
Baby.
like maybe when she's a baby and maybe when she even first starts to talk, she thinks of herself as named Baby. But that doesn't mean it has
Yeah.
to stay that way, you know?
So you think that maybe her name actually isn't Baby, Melanie? That they
Well,
just call her that as the nickname?
yeah, I just figured it was a nickname.
But
But
there
so
certainly
I.
are babies out there.
Yeah, that's true. But I always associate baby as a name with like a term of endearment
Yeah.
for two people who are romantically involved.
Yeah.
And so when her dad calls her baby,
Well,
that's just creepy to me.
no, some dads call their daughters baby. That's pretty
Yeah.
common.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Maybe that's not that creepy.
Just because our dad never called me baby. It's weird that everybody else calls her that, though. Like,
Yeah.
it'd be
Yeah.
one thing for like your dad to call you baby, and then you're like, "Yeah, but my name's Jennifer," or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Like some people have nicknames or names that they go by all the time, but baby just seems like the weirdest one that you
Yeah.
could possibly choose.
We were talking about something similar to this the other day, I think, with like some people, their whole family like calls them sister,
Yeah.
or something like that.
Well, yeah. I think that's not. I don't think that that's super weird. It's a little weird
Yeah.
if you're not used to it. But I mean, I guess it's similar to like you call your dad dad. You don't normally call your dad by their first name.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people do, and I think that that's a little weird. Actually, now that I think about it, Lauren's sister calls Lauren sister and calls her dad Daryl.
That's company.
Not all the time, and I'm not entirely certain that she's not doing it just to be funny. Yeah. So there's always that possibility.
Yeah.
I think some people in my brother's family, like on my sister-in-law's side, they call like one of my nieces' sister. I think that's right.
Because she's the other niece's sister?
Yeah. Yeah, like one of them, this may have started, I could be getting this wrong, but I feel like my sister-in-law's dad is sort of a person who gives other people nicknames, no matter what. And one of the, he gave one of the, one of his granddaughters' nickname was Sister. And, the other one had something just totally unrelated.
Like, hey, sister, or is it like you have a, you're the sister to the other one? So
yeah, it was kind of like, yeah, you're the sister.
That's like Brother Bear and Sister Bear from the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Did they even have names? They were just brother and sister, right?
Yeah, they were just brother and sister.
Yeah.
And Papa and Mama, I believe.
Yeah, same thing with, like, I think this is pretty common with bear-related children's stories. Yes. Because, like, Goldilocks.
Yeah.
It's, like Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear.
Yeah.
Brer Bear. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's Brer Rabbit.
Means, that's brother. That's what that means.
There was a movie that came out. It was a Disney movie. It was an animated, traditionally animated movie, I think, called Brother Bear. Or maybe it was live action. I don't remember.
But wasn't Brother Bear older than Sister Bear?
In the Berenstains?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Like, they weren't twins. So, what was Brother Bear before Sister Bear came along?
Just Bear.
Maybe he was Baby Bear until he had a sister, and then he was Brother Bear.
Yeah, it's the same family from the Goldilocks story. But when just, his sister came along, yeah. They changed.
The Berenstain Bears is just, like, a sequel.
Yeah. It's a spinoff, isn't it?
Yeah, and the parents are always talking about that one time that they ate that girl. Speaking of nicknames, I was thinking about this a little bit the other day, but Melanie, do you remember like all the nicknames we had when we like moved around and like joined swim teams and
yeah.
Do you remember any of the ones that you had?
No. I have one on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember what it was.
I do remember when we moved to San Diego, a couple of people calling you Tex.
Yeah.
Which is real original. One stuck.
When we lived in Fort Worth and we had moved there from Kansas, they called me Toto.
That's right. And I believe they called me
you
the
were
Tin
the Tin Man.
Man.
Yeah.
So these are mostly related to the place you had recently come from.
Yeah. Yes. They're emigration related.
Yeah.
Josh, have you had any nicknames?
For a while I went by Hector.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, this place I worked, like half of the people there, their names started with a J, and people always got confused, and so I just told them to call me Hector. And they did that for a while.
This name came about sort of like when you go to Starbucks and you have like a really common name and you just give them a made-up name.
Yeah.
Yep. Except this stuck around for a little longer.
It did. It for a couple of years until, like, I mean, people didn't always call me that, but it was sort of a joke nickname. I also, in high school, we had, like, a long-term sub after our science teacher left. And he was filling out the, like, seating chart, and he said, you know, if you want to be called something else, then let me know. And I told him I like to be called George. And, so he was like, okay. And then, that stuck for a while. And then the guy who replaced he was supposed to be the permanent teacher, he called me Jorge because it was Spanish for George. I went by both of those.
So weird.
But really only in that science class, that was the only time. It's like when you're in a foreign language and you get your, like, French name, right, your Spanish name, and a science name.
But it was just a Spanish name?
Yeah, but it was just a Spanish name.
That wasn't anything related to your real name? Like, it started with the same letter. Melanie, did you have a French name? Did you ever take Spanish? I think
I took
French, right?
Only French. My French name was Karine.
Because there's no, like, Melanie equivalent?
Yeah.
I had the same problem in Spanish. There's no Kyle equivalent. So I went by Carlos.
I remember that.
Josh, well, you mentioned Jorge. Is there a Josh equivalent in Spanish?
I don't think so. Actually, I want to say it's maybe Jesus, but that doesn't sound right.
Well, that would be the Jesus equivalent.
Right. Right. Well, I feel like those names are actually really similar.
That's true, yeah. Joshua is a biblical name.
Yeah.
So you'd think there would be a Spanish name for that, a Spanish equivalent for that. Maybe it is Jesus.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Jesus is like a catch-all for a bunch of names.
Yeah, maybe.
Kyle, do you remember that kid Yoshi? What was his real name?
No, his name was Joshi. But his parents called him Yoshi.
It's kind of strange.
Or maybe we all called him Yoshi, because the Super Nintendo just came out. What was his deal? Is that what your question was?
No, I said what was his real name. But
oh, I don't know. It could have been like Joshua or something. I know that I'm pretty sure that his parents, I mean, he was, his parents were Indian. I think they were converted from Hinduism to Catholicism. So they probably chose a name that was somewhat westernized.
Right.
But I don't know, Joshi might actually be a Hindu name.
Hmm. I did get called that occasionally.
Joshi.
Joshi.
Yeah.
Joshi.
I didn't like it.
Did you ever get called Yoshi?
I don't think so.
That was too big of a leap, I guess, for for kids to make.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I remember when we went to Mexico that one time, and we went through customs, and they called you Kile, and they called me Meline.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuck for a little while.
Yeah, Meline seems like kind of a weird Spanish pronunciation of your name. Because it really should be like Melanie.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't try to pronounce my name in like an American way. They just went full Spanish.
Yeah.
I remember I had like most of my nicknames were from my younger days, and they were normally all sports related or given to me by teammates or by people who I played sports with. But I had one that was Daddy Longlegs. And that was just because I was a really skinny, tall kid. And then at some point that evolved to the trap.
The trap?
Because we used to play football, and generally no one ever got past me when I was playing on defense, and so they called me the trap. But I think that had something to do with the Daddy Long Legs at some point too, but I don't remember.
That's like Dad's nickname when he played baseball.
Hoover?
Yeah. Because he played shortstop and he would suck up all the balls.
When I was, I don't know when this started, but my dad started calling all of us just a letter. And it was usually the first letter of your name. So my older brother was D, and my younger brother was A, and my sister was B. But he called me G. And I think the claim was, because it was funny, like, that was my gangster name. But I think it's also highly likely that, it's because he's a really bad speller. And so.
Like your name is Gosh.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I had a very, like, goofy moment for a second, where your name would be pronounced Gorsh. which isn't anything like Josh. So I was thinking, I think Melanie, you might have told me how you guys, named your, soon to be son.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was thinking we might be able to, like, provide some tips for people who don't know how to name their baby, and are thinking of right now just maybe naming their baby Baby. So what was y'all's thought process?
Well, I mean, like, you sort of want to avoid words that automatically rhyme, like names that automatically rhyme with words. Like, when you shorten my name to Mel, it rhymes quite nicely with smell. So that's what kids called me when I was little. So you kind of want to avoid things like that. But in our case, we sort of were controlled by the last name and the middle name because Josh wanted to pass down the middle name. And so both of those ended in an N.
Uh-huh.
And so we didn't want to have three names that all ended in an N. And of course, most boy names actually do end in an N. I don't know if you're aware of this, but
I was not. When you mentioned names that end with N, all I could think of was like Karen. And I'm pretty sure you wouldn't name your son Karen.
Yeah, that was at the bottom of the list.
The first name that I really liked was Benjamin, but that ends in an N. And then there's sort of the trend right now is like every name that rhymes with Aiden. Like when our kid grows up, he will know at least a dozen Aidens, Cadens, Jadens, whatever.
Raiden.
Right.
Raiden.
Yeah, all of those. So
that's a Mortal Kombat reference.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't want to name our kid any of those names to begin with, but a lot of those names also end in N. So it just makes it seem sort of overwhelming that all of the names you might like end in that letter. So that narrowed down the field quite a bit.
So I guess that also ruled out Declan.
Yes, yeah, Declan.
That's the only reason we lost that.
Yeah. and then I'm just kind of picky. So I also wanted a name that is longer than a syllable, but can be shortened to something strong.
Uh-huh.
So like a name that's not super trendy, but sort of more like a classic name. So we went with Theodore, which is a fairly uncommon, but classic name and can be shortened to like Theo or Ted or whatever. So.
Right. Teddy. I realized the other day that there's a lot of sort of non-traditional nicknames that you can, or shortened names that you can use for Theodore.
Oh, yeah?
Like, have you considered Theodo?
No. Well, we thought about calling him, the odor for, like, when, when we have to change diapers and stuff. or like Dory is another one that I kind of hate, but I guess that could be a nickname too.
Dory?
Yeah.
It sounds like, just someone trying to indicate that he's a girl, so. I'm sure he'll be called that at some point, but it won't be affectionate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's probably good that there are so many. There are like lots of possibilities for shortened names, because I'm sure he's not going to go by the full Theodore for at least most of his probably most of his life, right?
Probably.
I don't know anybody who goes by Theodore, but I do know a lot of Teds.
Yeah.
I feel it's. Some names are, like, they sound good for an older, you know, once they finally grow up, but then there's not a good nickname or shortened name.
Right.
And then some are cool for when you're a kid, but it's like, are you really going to be called, you know, Teddy? Well, and obviously lots of people are called Teddy when they're older, but I don't know. Some names don't feel like they have as much of a shelf life.
Have you guys considered naming your second son William?
Why?
So that you can have Bill and Ted.
Oh God, I would never name a child William for that exact reason. I wouldn't want him to go by Bill. Or, like, Richard that goes by Dick, or, like, Robert to go by Bob. Like, I would just not ever pick those names for those reasons.
Well, William could also go by Willie.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you could name your son Williford. That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking a lot about, like, you know, it's always sort of, like, there's sort of trends in names, but everyone still wants to like have sort of a uniqueness, or unique name for their child.
Right.
But I was thinking like, you know what names you rarely ever hear? That is sort of non-biblical religious names. Like maybe an Osiris, or like a Zeus.
Right.
What do you guys think about names like that?
Well, Zeus seems like a pretty ballsy name to give your kid.
It also seems like a pretty common... I think a lot of those are common pet names.
Yeah. Yeah, I've known a couple of Zeuses that are dogs.
Yeah. Well, what about like a Viking name? Like
what?
Who's that guy that has the... hammer. Thor.
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 That's a pretty cool
name. Yeah, that's
name.
Kind of... Yeah.
Odin?
Odin? Is that
yeah.
a... What
yeah,
kind of
Odin,
name is that?
Norse, I think.
Oh. Odin doesn't seem like a bad name for a kid.
It's O-D-I-N.
Oh. Well,
does that change things?
Well, I mean, it changes them a little, but I don't think it's that bad.
One of the guys in that Whale Wars Viking Shores, his name was Magnus.
Yeah.
Wait, so. his first and last name were Magnus?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. Or maybe that's it was Magnus cool. Magnusson or something.
Something like that, yeah.
It's okay. Like the Viking equivalent of Christopher Christofferson.
Yeah. we've given the baby a lot of nicknames that are like for pre-baby.
Right.
Or like, before the baby's born.
Like Parasite? Is that one of them?
Well,
yep.
The one that has been sticking the most lately has been Babysaurus.
Right, yeah. I think you've mentioned that.
Yeah. But a couple
of... Novel.
Yeah, Schnabel. And then a couple of our friends have been calling the baby Bartleby.
Bartleby?
Yeah.
The Scribner?
Yeah.
What was that? What is that from?
It's a shortish story by, is it Hawthorne?
No, Melville.
Melville?
Yeah.
What's the story about? Wait, what's the story called? Or is it just called Bartleby?
It's called Bartleby the Scribner.
Okay. Yeah. I knew he was a Scribner.
It's about a guy who scribs.
It's about a guy who, like, hates his job, pretty much, right? I mean...
I think so.
Yeah.
He, like, goes to work every day and he hates it.
He's basically like an accountant. You know how accountants hate their jobs? Yeah. Like a not very good paying accountant, I think.
Yeah. I think he's I think he might be a lawyer. But
whatever a scribner
basically
is.
The same thing, yeah.
Oh, I always thought a scrivener was somebody who writes stuff.
Yeah, that's what I always think of too, but I don't know exactly.
I think that's right.
So he's like an intern at a law firm.
He was like he just copies stuff.
Yeah, he's a copy editor.
He's what a Xerox does today.
It's a terrible, monotonous job that he hates.
Right. Well, why didn't they just call it that?
Hey, that's pretty much like the job I had at the Texas Review Press. Where,
that's true.
We would get these manuscripts from people, and we didn't have software that could accurately, like, we would get hard copies rather than electronic occasionally.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have software that could accurately scan them in, and so I had to retype entire books sometimes.
Seriously?
It's the computer. Yeah, for real.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I don't think she ever actually did a whole one.
No. Well, they were really long.
That sounds pretty awful.
Yeah, but
it was mostly
also
just it was just from this one person who sent typewriter manuscripts.
Yeah.
Who uses a typewriter?
He was old.
I use a typewriter, but I wouldn't submit something like that.
No. Yeah, he would send his entire book, and like in some cases they were like a few hundred pages. Like we're not talking about like a 250 page book. So I didn't mind it too much because like it's pretty mindless. So you sort of type, but
yeah. And you were just there for a certain number of hours. So
yeah,
so you just came in and then typed for a little bit, and then somebody else took over.
Pretty much. Well, yeah. Eventually, well, so I ended up doing that because I was the only girl in the office. So I was the one who answered phones and typed things.
Really?
Yeah, for real. And, yeah, like Josh got to do like book design and I got to type manuscripts. But then we got another girl and so she started typing with me. So.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Sexism in the workplace.
Okay, well, I hate to end it on that note, but if you guys, let's say maybe you're a woman and you have a workplace and sexism is common in your profession, if you'd like to write in or call us and tell us about it, maybe get a little bit of public exposure.
If you want to be a whistleblower.
Right. Yeah, this is a Taekwondo the Shame Chronicles has turned into WikiLeaks. we can't pay you for this information because that would be illegal. However, if you want to write us in, the email address is shamechronicles@gmail.com. The website is shamechronicles.com. And if you feel like leaving us a voice message, it's 914-40-SHAME. I think that's probably about it. We didn't get any emails or voice messages this week, probably because Steven was busy. But if you're out there and you enjoy the show, you are you're able to write in, and we'll put it on the show. So, and like I said last week, if you want us to anonymize your name, we will do that in case whatever it is that you are sending in is too shameful.
We'll call you Bartleby.
Right. But guys, did you have anything else before we close out the show?
Nope.
No.
No.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Did you want to talk about the sexism thing?
No, it's okay.
I just realized that I may have been doing something worse by silencing you.
No. No, it's been just a joke for a long time, actually.
Okay.
Our friend Matt told me that he listens to the show on Saturday nights when he's going to sleep.
That's nice.
And he's the one who's a triplet.
Oh, okay.
So I was kind of hoping that he might send us an email or something, but
maybe by the time he gets on leap day, so
that's true.
Maybe by the time he gets to the part where we talk about the ways that they can contact us, he's already asleep.
Maybe. He says he likes it, though. So, that's good.
That is good. So he listens, like, the night before we record our next episode?
Yeah.
Well, then he might not have listened to the last one until last night.
Yeah, that's true.
He might not have had enough time to write in yet.
Plus, it's the end of the semester, so he may not be sticking to his Saturday night podcast listening. I don't know.
Yeah, he might have some things to do. I think I took a nap on the couch the other day in a weird position, and I've had like a increasingly painful neck thing, so. Or I have spinal meningitis, I haven't decided.
You'd be dead by now if you had that.
Not if it's viral meningitis.
Oh, right. Only if it's bacterial.
Yeah. Also, you would feel sick in other ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any fever or anything. So.
I don't recommend letting people think that you might have meningitis. Since the only way to test it is with a spinal tap.
Right.
And yeah, then you I might think like, that you have brain cancer.
I think Melanie told me that story.
Kyle, when you had your spinal tap, did they do it in your lower back or like closer to your neck?
Lower back. They call it a lumbar puncture, so it's your lower back.
I think it's the same place that they do the epidural in.
Yeah, it is. Epidural. It's because that's where the nerves in your spinal column aren't so tightly packed, so when they stick the needle in, there's less of a chance that they're going to hit one.
And, like, paralyze you.
Yeah. Or send, like, shooting pains down your leg or whatever.
Right, yeah.
That's one of the things they warn you about when when they're about to give it to you, is that you need to be as relaxed as possible.
Right.
But also, however, it happens to hit your nerve, it's going to be, like, the worst feeling you've ever experienced.
Right.
And that you could get paralyzed.
Yeah.
But relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them do, the epidural on a bunch of those baby shows. Uh-huh. And, I'm pretty sure that the epidural, it's not like a, like, they stick the needle in one time, but they actually put a catheter in you. So you have, like, a thing coming out of that spot.
They put a catheter in your spine?
Well, I don't know, like, I don't know where it goes.
Like the IV thing?
Yeah.
Just like a tube so they can administer the drug through there?
Yeah. But doesn't that seem incredibly dangerous?
Yeah, because they make you, like, they make you, like, lean over so that it opens the gaps between your vertebrae.
Right.
But I would be worried that if I, like, went back to a normal position that it would, like, trap the needle in there or something.
Well, right. I think that it's like they take the needle out, but they feed this other tube in. I don't know how it works exactly because they never really show it. Mm-hmm. But there's always, like, a catheter coming around, like, over the shoulder, and then that's where they can put more medicine in.
Yeah, that seems weird.
It just makes me, like, way more terrified to get an epidural, so I don't think I'm going to.
I guess, do they have, like, a special medical name for the epidural, or is it just called the epidural? I guess that is a pretty medical-sounding name.
I think that's just what they call it. I don't know, I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, this is an epidural catheter after insertion.
Hmm.
You can see it on Wikipedia.
I don't think I want to.
It just, like, sticks out from your back. It's like a really small tube that sticks out from your back.
Right.
Epidural is short for epidural analgesia. So.
Well, I don't recommend getting a needle that long stabbed through your vertebrae into your spinal column.
Right.
Unless you really do have meningitis. But apparently, they have to test for the kind of meningitis you have. If you have bacterial meningitis, they can do something about it. They can give you antibiotics. If it's viral meningitis, you're just, like, as sick as you've ever been for, like, a couple of days. Because they can't do anything about it.
Weird. That sucks.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I did not have either of those things. Okay, you guys ready to start now?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. Maybe I'll throw that in as bonus footage since I've been recording this whole time. Okay, let me find the start music real quick.